today on a UC Davis football shortened edition of the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, United announces their biggest ever international expansion, and a Delta captain bravely delivers his plane to the gate and then heads to the hospital. We have an update on his situation, those stories and more next in the travel news.
In our Smarter Traveler segment at 11:22, we ask the question, when you're buying travel and want to speak to a human, shouldn't it be possible? Shouldn't it be the law? Well, we'll discuss travelers' frustrations with automated phone responses.
Thank you for joining us for a quick update from the world of travel. Here every Saturday at 11 a.m., we are Mark and Tom, the Travel Guys.
On the road again.
I've been everywhere, man.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Let's go on with the show.
Hi there, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano with you, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And as we mentioned, and as you've probably been hearing, shortened version today of the Travel Guys as UC Davis kicks off their football season right here at 11:30.
Welcome. Nice to talk to you, Mr. Romano.
Same here, Mark. We're talking to you from afar. You've been off to Pittsburgh for the week. Tell us a little bit about your experience. What's it like there in Pittsburgh?
Here for some meetings. You know, this town is basically known for its football team and the Steelers, and it's been the Steel City for many years. And I don't think that Pittsburgh probably comes in very high on a lot of people's lists in terms of a major vacation destination or sightseeing destination in the country. But I have to tell you, I've been in Pittsburgh for several days now. This is a really nice city. The people here are incredibly friendly. It's very different from Philadelphia, which is on the other side of the state, because Pittsburgh is, of course, is kind of known as the Three River City. Three River Stadium was the name of their baseball park here for many, many, many years. And they have a beautiful old town, a brick town kind of area, a really great cultural district. It's not a bad place, really, at all. I've spent a lot of my time in a convention center, but nonetheless, I'm very impressed with Pittsburgh, and I'm going to try to find out a way to show Pittsburgh to some people, because I think they would be very surprised at the city. It really is. I'm really kind of surprised.
Well, you probably had a meal or two. Is there something special food-wise that people go after in Pittsburgh?
Right across the street from our Courtyard Hotel, which is a block or two from the convention center here, is a restaurant called Bakersfield. Kind of interesting that you would find Bakersfield in Pittsburgh. Mostly fresh type offerings and servings and things like that. Both the districts that I was talking about, just like Old Town Sacramento, have tons of restaurants and places for people to dine and things to see and really kind of interesting places. So, yeah, there are some really good restaurants in this city, and I haven't had a bad experience or a bad meeting even a chance meeting with anybody, with any of the citizens, any Pittsburghers quite yet.
Well, all right. Mark and Tom, the Travel Guys with you, and at the top of every Travel Guys program, we bring you up to date on what's been going on in the travel news. And with today's edition of the Travel News, all the way from Pittsburgh, once again, Mr. Mark Hoffman.
Most of our travel news today has to do with the airlines. However, I want to start with this story because I think it points out to folks that, especially if you're an inexperienced traveler in an area, the headline is French tourist dies in Death Valley National Park in California. Tourist, his car got stuck in the mud. He took off in the mud in Death Valley in the summertime. Important to note that.
Wow.
he abandoned the car, and he and a travel companion abandoned their car. The traveling companion then took off to try to find help. And the gentleman hiked for a mile or so. His friend went on a little further, got the attention of a motorist, and they went back, and the first gentleman, was deceased. So it reminds you, in Death Valley, for God's sake, I think most people who live in Northern California would be smart enough to stay away from there in the middle of the summertime when it's not uncommon for temperatures on the ground there to be 115 or 120 degrees. They don't call it Furnace Creek in Death Valley for nothing, but it is a reminder to folks when you're traveling to areas that you're not familiar with, do a little homework and pay attention, because I'm sure at some point in time, these two gentlemen were told that, Death Valley was kind of a difficult place there in the summertime. But when their car broke down, they went out on a search and rescue. Of course, the other situation in Death Valley that makes it even more dangerous is there is no cell phone signal most places in the valley. So if you get lost or you have some kind of an issue, you're going to kind of be on your own. So like I said, it's just a reminder when you're visiting places that you're not familiar with, it doesn't have to be a place where the temperature is 150 degrees. It might be hiking trails. It might be a downtown city that you're not familiar with. And maybe inadvertently you pick your hotel is in a bad part of town. And maybe you might want to know that you shouldn't be out on the streets after 8 o'clock at night, or maybe you would like to know where your hotel is so that you can make a change. So it really is important when you're planning travel and you're just to do a small layer of homework. But bad news for the gentlemen who were visiting in Death Valley. A little brighter news here. United Airlines is adding 10 international cities in 2027. It is the biggest expansion in United's history. They are going to, and at least one of these routes involves San Francisco to Okinawa three times a week. From Newark, they're going to fly to Luxembourg, which is a very tiny country just outside of Belgium and the Netherlands. There are new flights to destinations from Washington and Newark to cities in Europe that have not been served by United previously. There's an entire list online that you can take a look at. And also they are increasing service between Denver and Paris, Los Angeles and Osaka, San Francisco and Tel Aviv, Washington and Milan. So United is betting that the expansion, the increased interest in international travel is going to hold at least through next summer, because as they're announcing their schedules, it shows a pretty big increase in the number of people interested in traveling internationally.
Fascinating. Yes, this hit the news a couple of days ago on the local TV. Everybody pretty excited about seeing Sacramento or the Bay Area with an international flight. So here we go.
Yeah, well, the all of these flights are connectable from, none of them are from Sacramento, but all of them are connectable. Mm-hmm. You can fly to San Francisco, any of United's hubs, San Francisco, Newark, Houston, Denver, Washington, Dulles, and be able to take advantage of that international service. So if you're planning an international vacation next year and you're thinking, wow, I have to take two or perhaps three flights to get there, take a look at United's new list. Perhaps you will find that getting there and getting home is going to be a little easier. This is a safety issue, comes from mostly from pilots. 1 mile at a time blog is reporting that new airlines are getting a second flight deck barrier, but pilots would like to see more. New airplanes now are getting a second barrier. If you've been on an airplane and you've set up close to the front, you've seen probably how the flight attendants will position the beverage cart so that it provides an extra measure of protection if a pilot is slipping out to use the restroom or something like that. New airplanes now will have a second barrier there, which will help keep people out of somebody from charging the cockpit or something like that. Pilots, however, say this is all fine and wonderful, but if you felt like there needed to be a second barrier for new planes, perhaps there needs to be a second barrier for existing planes. It's interesting to note that the FAA had originally introduced this concept before COVID, way back in 2018, and so here we are, 2026, and it's finally starting to happen. It's going to cost about $35,000 per aircraft. So if they have to go back and redo those, it's going to be, guess who's going to have to come up with the money? Airlines, I'm sure, will find a way to squeeze it out of us. But anyway, maybe more protection coming for pilots up at the front of the aircraft. American Airlines flight attendants have turned the tables on management. A few months ago, American Airlines management announced they would start scoring flight attendants with a new computer program. The idea is that the scores are based on customer experience, operational contributions, delays, etc. As you might expect, the union didn't think that was all that humorous. They didn't take kindly to it, so it responded by trolling management with its own survey and asking the flight attendants what they thought of management. This survey is a little bit different, as you might expect, for an airline that's not in bed real well with its flight attendants right now. 96% of them said that management hasn't followed on through on its promises. 84% said that they haven't seen their supervisors provide support to them. It goes on and on and on. The numbers are very high, as you might expect. Like we said, this is kind of a trolling thing, but the American Airlines Flight Attendants Union is saying, well, okay, fine. If you're going to rate us, we're going to rate you, and we don't much care for you. So there you go. I'm not sure what will come of all of that back and forthing, but I'm sure it's not going to be a positive thing for people who fly American Airlines, because when management and the flight attendants are not getting along well, when the ground is not getting along well with the sky, it usually doesn't end very well for the customers. Speaking of things that might not end well for the customers, Delta will use AI to cut costs and set a different ticket price for every customer. The CEO says profits could rise 50%. He continues to insist, this is Ed Bastianich, the Delta CEO, continues to insist that they are not going to personalize airline fares, but rather they're going to use AI for faster updates. So, for example, they have a flight between Atlanta and Los Angeles, a particular flight on a particular day is seeing really heavy. One day, all of a sudden, there's a lot of bookings on it at 10 o'clock in the morning, and you look up the flight, and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you go back to book the flight, and you find it's $200 more. Now, flyers are very concerned that AI, that the airlines will use AI to figure out what each flyer is willing to pay, and that every flyer will see a different fare. Delta tells our Congress that they are not setting individualized fares using a customer's personal data.
I don't know.
Do you believe that?
No.
Yeah. No. Exactly.
Yeah. No.
They would have this data. They could use it, but they would never, ever, ever use it. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is warning retailers not to use private consumer data to raise prices. That's across the board, but it expressly excludes air carriers and foreign air carriers from that particular section of unfair or deceptive practices. I don't think this is going to end well for flyers at all. Here is a suggestion. When you are looking up airfares online for the first time, do not log into your frequent flyer account on your computer. Just go straight to the website and take a look at the airfares. Use a friend's computer. Use the library's computer. Take a look at what the airfares might be, then log in and see if the airfares are the same when the airline knows who you are, and that will be the actual proof that AI is not deciding what your airfare is. If you have some suspicion of that, we would love to hear about it at travelguysradio.com. If you have tried to buy an airline ticket and you think there's some hanky-panky going on, screenshots are wonderful. Let's make sure these guys don't take us to the cleaners. A United Airlines pilot, this didn't go well at all. This was a flight to Cape Town, South Africa. Towards the end of a 15-hour flight, the cockpit communicated with the passengers to tell them that they were just about to begin their descent into Cape Town, and that everything is, you know, this kind of update that a pilot gives on just about every flight towards the end of a flight to the passengers on board. As the announcement finished, apparently as normal, but 30 seconds later, the pilot's voice came back over the public address announcement system. It soon became very obvious to the passengers, though, that the pilot didn't mean to be speaking to the cabin. The frequent flyer who shared the story realized the pilot was trying to get in contact with the flight attendants and ended up on the plane's intercom system. To quote, "Hello, hello," the pilot said. When there was no response, the pilot's words became somewhat more colorful. "What a bunch of effing morons. They won't pick up the phone," the pilot blasted. Passengers said in silence as the pilot dropped several more F-bombs, referring to the flight attendants. The purser desperately tried to call the cockpit to tell the flight crew of the hot mic situation, but couldn't reach them. It went on. The passenger that reported it went on for at least, said it went on for at least 6 or 7 minutes. Since then, this has been verified with more than one passenger. Apparently, there is a recording of some of the comments. My goodness. Pilots, be a little bit more careful or use a little bit less colorful language when talking to flight attendants on board an aircraft. I make a prediction. This pilot may have he may have some splaining to do somewhere along the way.
This wasn't the part of the story that we headlined at the beginning where there was something wrong with him and had to go to the hospital.
No, no, that one's still to come.
Oh, okay,
that one's still to come.
This one felt like that's where it was headed.
Well, let's go on then. Let's skip over to that one right now. Earlier this week, a Delta Airlines flight that was traveling from Los Angeles to Boston diverted to Detroit after the captain became ill mid-flight. During communications with air traffic control, the captain stated, "I'm going to taxi the jet to the gate." Once they were on the ground in Detroit, "then I need to go to the hospital," indicating the urgency of the situation. He was still conscious. He was still able to communicate. It's pretty likely people say, well, how did this man land the flight? And the update is that the pilot apparently had appendicitis. He was taken directly to the hospital. Delta has not confirmed this yet, but a couple of news sources are saying that this was the situation. Mm-hmm. The pilot is expected to have a full recovery. One thing it really pointed out is the importance of having two people in that cockpit, because the first officer very likely handled the approach and the landing. There is some equipment up in the cockpit. I haven't been able to find an explanation for this anywhere, but they said that the pilot most likely, that's why he made that comment, was that once they were on the ground and off the runway, then indeed the pilot directed the aircraft to the gate. Anyway, looks like it was appendicitis. Looks like the pilot will be okay. Gosh, what a brave man. Thank goodness that they got the aircraft on the ground.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Oh, it's only an appendicitis. Yeah, I'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, good for
exactly.
him. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yep. United's CEO is predicting that American will abandon the hub in Chicago. United and American have gone head-to-head in Chicago for many, many, many years. American has faltered some recently. The number of passengers that they're carrying out of Chicago is starting to be dwarfed a little bit by United. United has more flights there. Their CEO now is saying that, well, American is going to eventually abandon Chicago as a hub. And he makes the statement that this will benefit consumers tremendously. Mr. Scott Kirby, the CEO at United Airlines, I just want to share one thing for you. This guy is kind of known for his smack talk. He has said things like this before about American giving up on Chicago, and how that would benefit passengers, I have absolutely no idea. What benefits passengers is competition. And when two airlines are sharing a hub airport, or three airlines are sharing a hub airport, it's always good for the customer. Always good for the customer. That's just craziness. The guy from United has gotten a little cocky lately. Scott Kirby is his name. He is the CEO there. The FAA is firing two air traffic controllers. If you recall, last fall we had, or earlier this year, I'm sorry, in spring, we saw an Air Canada Jazz regional jet collide with a fire truck at LaGuardia Airport. Two pilots died. Over two dozen other passengers on the plane were injured. It turns out that there's kind of an interesting twist to this. Two air traffic controllers left the LaGuardia Tower at least a couple of hours early, before the end of their shift, because apparently it wasn't all that busy. Now, this is not an uncommon occurrence, apparently, for air traffic controllers to leave early. I'm guessing, you know, it's in the restaurant business. If you don't have any customers coming in, why, hey, who wants to go home early? In this case, two air traffic controllers went home early. It left only two air traffic controllers in the tower. The weather turned bad. Then the weather lightened up a little bit. There was now many flights coming in and flights trying to get out. And so with only two air traffic, this is a little bit alarming to me as somebody who flies a lot and whose father was an air traffic controller. It's a tough job. It's a very busy job. And to know that there's a system that allows air traffic controllers to take off, and in this case, short staffing perhaps contributed to a crash which injured a lot of people and killed a couple of pilots, is a little disconcerting. So thanks to the FAA for jumping in there. And I'm sorry to say this, it's kind of a bad story to end on, but that's your travel news for today.
And we're Mark and Tom, the travel and entertainment guys, here on an amended, shortened version of the Travel Guys, usually here from 11 to 12, but we'll break away at the bottom of the hour to join the UC Davis football game. So stick around. More to come right here with the Travel Guys. Mark and Tom with you. We couldn't do the show today without mentioning the loss of a legend, Dolly Parton, passing this week. We talk about her quite a bit on this program. She will be missed by pretty much everybody.
Yeah, we announced a couple weeks ago that her life story will be on Broadway, will come out this winter, so, and that the demand for tickets was already high. I can only imagine now, with her passing. But, gosh, you know, I whether you listen to her music or you enjoy country music or not, I think most people would just say she was just a really positive, wonderful person to have on the planet.
Agreed. And will be missed by all. That's for darn sure.
Yes.
Well, thanks for sure. Thanks for joining us for our last segment. Once again, a reminder, the UC Davis football game will be coming up at the bottom of the hour. Mark, we teased it. Let's talk about why travelers are frustrated with automated phone responses.
It's really getting to the point now, Tom, where in many cases you have an important piece of information that you need to communicate to the airline about your travel, or a piece of information you need to get from the airline, and you can't get it. You've got a chat bot. If you don't have priority, you don't have some kind of status with the airline, you could wait on hold forever. Hotels are terrible about answering their phones. Everything gets pushed to a national call center, and they're not going to know, perhaps, what time the breakfast opens at the hotel, or whether or not it's full service or a buffet, or some other personalized question that you need to get answered. So there is a push now underway nationally from a couple of consumer groups. I'm sure that our Travelers United folks are going to be on this soon, that there really should be a standard, at least, so that people can reach a human voice when they need to. Now, businesses are not even putting their phone number on their website in many cases. I will, however, tell you, here's a smarter traveler tip. You go to an airline, a hotel's whatever website, you can't find a number. All you can find is a national number. Enter the particular, you know, Courtyard by Marriott, Pittsburgh Convention Center. And now when that comes up, you are very likely to have the phone number right there. So if you can't find the phone number to get a hold of someone, try using Google or another search engine. When you pull that up before you go to the website, there's a real chance that you will be able to get the phone number that you need. It's just amazing to me that businesses would make it so difficult for them to communicate with you. After all, you're the customer. But sadly, I guess the answer is no. Travel companies who long for your business are falling short on serving you before and especially after the sale. When they send you a survey or something like that that allows you to respond and rate their service, make sure you mention that. That it was extremely difficult to get through to you on the phone and the chatbot wasn't responsive. And, you know, or maybe you can just say, I don't even know what the hell a chatbot is. So it's time for consumers to start fighting back to the fact that, hey, we sold you something and now just go away. Whatever happened to you or whatever issues you have, I guess those will just have to be your issues because we've got your money. So, and I think it's time for people en masse to be not just talking among themselves about this, but talking to the businesses in particular. And the travel industry, it might be the worst at this of anybody.
Well, such a shame, because there is so much of that that goes on every day in lots of people's lives. Well, cross your fingers.
Do you think that CEOs ever get on the phone or heads of customer service? Do they ever have this happen to them? Because if they were flying, you know, if the head of customer service at Hilton couldn't get through to American Airlines, that it might dawn on them this was a bad deal. Anyways, if you get the opportunity to speak out, do it. Make it a little easier for everybody.
Very good. Well, that wraps up Travel Guys for today, my friends. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, 11 a.m., and we'll do it all again. Enjoy the football game, and we'll end with a little Dolly Parton.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me.